that's a good one, and definitely something that I could very well see myself falling victim to, because I am a penny pincher. Episode 577 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: how to save money on flights and hotels for your next destination race. Hey guys, no sponsor today, but just want to let you know that today's episode is going to be a little different than usual. Usually on these quick tip episodes, you are pretty comfortable hearing me wax poetic or rant and rave or whatever it is, but I'm flying solo, trying to give you a little bit of help, guidance, tips, tricks, whatever the case might be on whatever the topic du jour happens to be. But today I've got a couple co-pilots. Today I'm joined by travel experts and runners themselves, Tom Letty and Carol Valls, who are the recent authors, co-authors of the book The Ultimate Travel Guide for Runners. And they're actually going to be around for the next several weeks, basically every quick tip episode here in the month of June. So the next, this episode plus the next four. And we'll be looking at some different ways that, if you have a destination race coming up or just traveling in general, some best practices, some things you can do to maybe save a few bucks on flights and on hotels, and how to adapt and adjust so that, you can get to your races and perform well, and not be affected by jet lag or making silly mistakes or adjusting, eating, all of the different things that we have to navigate when we're not, staying at home, sleeping in our own bed, before our big race. So hopefully this series will be something that you'll enjoy, and definitely would encourage you to check out The Ultimate Travel Guide for Runners. The book is available on Kindle and on Amazon as a paperback. Great resource, lots of great tips. We'll only be scratching the surface over the next several weeks. But Tom Letty, you might recognize him. He's been on the show before, back in episode 297, and he's written several other books all about kind of his travels as a runner. He's run a half marathon in all of the 50 states. So he's obviously knows a little bit about traveling and about running as well. And he's now, kind of setting his sights a little bit bigger to travel to different countries and run races on continents and all around the world as much as possible. So continuing to learn more about the travel industry and, kind of how that ties into his running. And Carol Valls is the owner, co-owner with her sister of 2LTravel.com, which is a website that's the business is all about, they're travel agents, basically. So they help, people obviously with their travel and especially destination races, both international and within the country. They really work with their clients to help them make sure that they get the best deals possible, on all areas of travel, flights, hotels, and making sure that nothing gets overlooked in the process. So if you have a race coming up, definitely check out 2LTravel.com and talk to Carol. Maybe let her know that you heard about her here on the show, and she'll definitely take good care of you. So obviously when it comes to, traveling and going to races, whether it's across the country or somewhere around the world, one of the most, biggest expenses, biggest things that we have to worry about as runners is the cost factor of traveling. Flights, hotels, meals, the whole nine yards are the biggest, quite honestly, fraction of the travel budget when it comes to going on a destination race, a vacation race, things like that. So, with the book that you guys have written there, Tom and Caroline, one of the big sections and one of the big questions that most, I think, runners have is how to, save money when it comes to the travel, when it comes to the flights, when it comes to hotels, finding deals, packages, all that kind of thing. So I think that would be a great place to start with this kind of little series of episodes about traveling for runners, for traveling to different races, is kind of the elephant in the room, if you will, of saving money on travel and flights. So and hotels and all that kind of good stuff. So not a real specific question to start out with. I'm just going to throw this out there and let you guys kind of start and see where it takes us. But what are some of the best ways to save money? Maybe we'll start with flights first, then we can move into hotels in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll start and I'll let Carol jump in too. But there's a bunch of different things. One of them is just being flexible on the days that you fly. So if the race is on a Sunday and you're looking at flying out on Friday, it might be easier if you fly on Thursday instead, right? Or I don't know. Like, is there any, like, a certain number of weeks before you probably want to book?
Between 3 and 5 weeks is the best, not fancy. Because if way sooner, you can pay like a higher price. And if you leave for the last minute, you can pay way more.
So, if that is kind of the best window when it comes to finding flights for a little bit cheaper of wait until, you know, right around a month out from the race, you know, I don't know. I know that I know a lot of runners that are fairly type A. They like to have plans. You know, we plan our races out, shoot, you know, 6 months, 8 months, a year, sometimes even longer than that as far as what our race calendar is going to look like. I know that there's people that are listening to this right now going, there's no way I'm going to wait until that close of you know, the race day to book flight plans. But you're saying that if you want to save the most money on your flight, that's the best thing to do. Just trust that there's going to be some seats available in that time frame that fit your needs.
Yeah. And usually what happens is, you know, an airline going leading up to the flight, they have plenty of seats available, so they're not that worried about, you know, if they need to charge you a little bit more. Mm-hmm. When they start getting closer to the flight, and they, you know, for an airline, it's in their best interest to have all of the seats filled.
Right.
So that's when they start to get closer and closer. They're like, all right, we need to put some specials out there to make sure we fill up these seats, is basically what ends up happening.
Gotcha. And then I suppose if you have some flexibility on when you're traveling, like I believe you said earlier, Tom, you know, if the race is on a Sunday, you plan to fly out Friday, but maybe you can look at Thursday, having that little bit of extra wiggle room on which day you may have to travel or maybe able to travel makes it even more likely that you can find a good deal in that 3 to 5 week out from the race window. Right.
Right. And you know, one of the other things is, this is kind of for flights and hotels. And, you know, Carol can probably talk about this a little bit. But one of the things that when you go online and you use some of these sites like Orbitz or Expedia and some of the big travel websites, you're not always going to necessarily get the best deals. Mm. You're going to end up, you know, they might look cheaper initially you know, Carol, you can probably speak to this. You've seen a number of examples of places that, you know, the upfront advertised price is one thing, and then when you actually go to check out, it charges your credit card a different amount of money or something.
Yeah, exactly. Every time you go to a big website like Booking, Expedia, they show you like the price of per night for the hotel. But once you book it, they add their commission or their fee. And when you're going to check out, it's much more expensive than if you book like through a travel agency or even directly with the hotel. So I've seen like a lot of times that there's a huge difference there. Because you see, oh, no, I'm booking that. Oh, it's much cheaper than night. They can show you like if you go to their hotel, it's like $190. And then if you go online, it's $180. But when you're going to check out, it's much more expensive.
Right. So it's one of those things where there's the little fees that you know, like we said, that the promise is that you're going to save much and the sticker price might be different, but don't forget that there's going to be some fees added on and things like that. So make sure you're kind of reading the fine print and paying attention before you click the submit button.
We're going to a travel agency or, you know, that you're going to pay much more. Because what we try to do to our clients, it gives them a better price with a much better service. So if a client comes to me, I'll try to find him the cheapest price for him so he doesn't have – and I do not charge, like, mm-hmm. Big sites do charge for their fee, but I don't – because the hotel is giving me a commission for offering him. So people think – I know people – a lot of people think, like, coming to a travel agent, they can pay more, but it's not the case.
Gotcha. That's good to know. And is that – you know, well – So with that in mind, then, you know, obviously your website, Carol, is a place that people can go to get in touch with you and try to find things. And Tom, I know that you had said something when we did your episode, you know, a couple hundred episodes ago or however long it's been. It's been a minute now. But there was a kind of ninja tactic that you had mentioned about like nights of the week. Like if you're like me, you're a homebody, you're home on a Friday night or a Saturday night, that can be some of the best times to look for airline deals, because they know they can float a decent price out there and there's not a whole lot of traffic at that time, so they can show it for a little while and then it disappears. Is that still in effect, or am I missing the boat on that?
No, that's true. Yeah, a lot of times if you book like later at night when the site traffic is lower, you can find cheaper prices. And there is one other like kind of hidden tactic like that is clearing your browser cookies before you book something, because a lot of websites still track when you visit them. Mm-hmm. And you know, if they know that you're shopping around and looking for the best price and everything, and then you know you go to a site, you do a search for, you know, a specific destination or whatever, you leave and you come back later and you search for the same one, the price will be higher because, you know, it's almost like they know that you left, you went to go look for another one, you came back and said, oh wait, you know, this site had the best rates, and you know, now that they saw you did the search again, they're gonna show you a higher rate. So if you clear your browser cookies every time, they won't be able to tell what other searches you've been doing, or, you know, if you've been there previously, and then you know, a lot of times you get better rates that way.
Gotcha. Switching just slightly on the topic at hand, but coming with a little different angle or question, are there times when it makes sense to try to pinch pennies versus times when it makes more sense to go ahead and spend a few bucks, whether it's related to hotels, travel, like where, you know, times, especially maybe for you, since you do so much traveling and racing and you know, all the 50 states and trying to get to different continents and all of the things, where have you found in your experience that it makes more sense to, I don't want to say splurge, but to not pinch every single penny possible?
So usually, you know what, you end up with hotels, one of the things that you're going to find is you can find a lot of cheap hotels in like around big cities, but sometimes they're way out on the outskirts. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to end up, you know, you have to either rent a car or take an Uber or, you know, whatever you want to do to actually get into the city to get to the race to whatever. And the amount of money you spend on transportation is going to cost more than what you're saving on the hotel. Right. And that sounds pretty accurate, right, Carol?
Location helps a lot.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And definitely something that I could very well see myself falling victim to, because I am a penny pincher, and it's like, oh, you know, this is only, you know, not that far away. I can, you know, whether there's public transport or whatever, but then you start to think also on race day, roads are closed. So that's going to screw up if you're taking a taxi or an Uber or something like that, or at least potentially could. So yeah, maybe, springing for a little bit extra bucks to stay closer to the start finish, and then if you're there early, you got to go to the expo too. Like you know, you start making those trips every day, and it adds up over the course of a 3 or 4 day kind of race day.
You think, oh, I'm gonna save, but once you're there, mm-hmm. Yeah, I made the right choice.
Yeah, definitely. Have you found, Tom, in your travels and Carol in your work with you know, helping people book flights and travel and things like that, that there are some whether it's hotels, airlines, whatever, different companies that seem to be better suited for the runner? You know, maybe it's more willing to offer late checkouts for hotels, or maybe having a you know, early morning enough breakfast for having a little something to eat before the race, or cancellation policies, things like that are maybe some good companies to, or hotels, or again, airlines, whatever, to look into and maybe try to consider, if possible, working and booking those locations and those companies instead of maybe just going to the orbits or the whatever and picking the cheapest one?
I think that actually comes down to working with an actual travel agent. I mean, it's because if you go online, you're not going to be able to negotiate those kinds of things.
Gotcha.
And, you know, someone like, yeah, go ahead.
We always negotiate, yeah. Even if it's just a couple, or if you have a group of 5-10 people traveling, we always contact the hotel or travel or airline company and deal directly with them. And they usually do that, either if it's early checking, and sometimes they charge like $5 for late checkout or early checking. Mm-hmm. We can always do that.
Gotcha. And that's again, where one of those situations where, you know, working with somebody who knows what they're doing can really make a big difference, because they know the questions to ask, they know the people to talk to and things like that to get things done. So guys, if you want to save some money on the travel for your next race, definitely would encourage you to check out The Ultimate Travel Guide for Runners, the book on Amazon. Check it out. We'll have a link in the show notes for today's episode, disruns.com/577. And you can also head over to 2ltravel.com, talk to Carol, and she'll hook you up, give you that guidance and support. And, you know, like she said, you know, she, you don't have to pay her. She gets paid commissions from the airlines, from the hotels, things like that. And she knows the things to look for to make sure that you have the best travel experience possible. So Tom, Carol, thank you guys for joining us today. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week and learning a few more things about saving money for your next race. Guys, one last thing before we wrap up today. As always, we'd love to hear your thoughts, feedback. Do you like the kind of change in format today? Hopefully you do, because we're going to do this for the next several weeks. But let me know your thoughts, and let me know you know, if there's anything that you've learned here today that maybe you'll be able to implement the next time you're traveling for a race. At Diz Runs on the Twitter, dizruns@gmail.com. And as always, you can head over to the show notes for this episode or any episode and you know, leave your thoughts, feedback there. And again, in this episode, we'll make sure to have the links to Amazon to get the book. And that's actually an affiliate link, so it throws a couple shekels into my coffers if you end up grabbing the book. And once again, the book title, The Ultimate Travel Guide for Runners. Check it out. It's a short book. It's an easy read, but daggum, the tips are awesome. And it's going to, if you travel for, you know, one or two races in the rest of your life and you use the tips that are in the book, you're going to pay for the cost of the book a few times at least. So The Ultimate Travel Guide for Runners, check it out and let us know what you think. So until next time, please be well, take good care. And we'll see you back again soon, but looking forward to talking to you then. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of the day. See ya.